the summer of 2014, just over 1 year ago, 120,000 of our Christian brothers and sisters living in the Nineveh plain of Iraq were forced to move, to flee hundreds of miles away if they wanted to maintain their Christian beliefs and lifestyle. They were housed in refugee camps and tents, and now a year later, most of them still live in very simple housing, oftentimes one family living in one room of a makeshift cabin of sorts. They know what it's like to have to leave their businesses, their possessions, and everything behind and start life from scratch at a new place. I thought of them when I was thinking about this week's first reading, because the prophet Jeremiah is speaking to a group of people who are in a very, very similar situation. The people of Israel were in exile. They were forced, because of violent threats, to move hundreds of miles away from the place they called home. They were forced to move away and to begin a new life, and that new life was filled with disappointment after disappointment. In political terms, things were not getting any better. It seemed like they had no hope of ever returning home. And yet the prophet Jeremiah today predicts the impossible. The prophet Jeremiah tells them that because of God's intervention, they will be able to return home. Everyone will be able to return home, including the blind, the lame, women with young children, the people who would have struggled to make the arduous and difficult journey. God's grace would make it possible for them to go home. He'd lead them on a flat road, a road that led by brooks of water for refreshment, so they could experience again the goodness of the place where they experienced God's kingdom, God's presence in their midst. God's grace would make the impossible possible. In the gospel reading today, we heard about a blind man asking Jesus for the impossible. He wants to see. The first impossibility he has to overcome is to get Jesus' attention. He's sitting by the roadside begging. Said Jesus was surrounded by a sizable crowd. Jesus wouldn't have seen him because of all the people traveling down the road with him. And so he cries out to Jesus. And the crowd, of course, tells him to be quiet. They thought the hopeless nuisance that was crying out to Jesus should remain silent. They wanted to soak in the wisdom that Jesus was teaching as he walked along the way, perhaps. The man was a hopeless case. Jesus needed to get on to Jerusalem for the celebration of Passover. Jesus hears the blind man. He calls the blind man Bartimaeus to himself, heals him, and with the newfound vision he's received, he follows Jesus. And Jesus promises him salvation. Your faith has saved you, Jesus says. Jesus makes the impossible possible for blind Bartimaeus today. In our own lives, there can be times when we feel like the people in the first reading. We feel like our dream for the future is a hopeless cause. We feel like what's being asked of us in life is impossible to pull off. Sometimes we find ourselves looking at people like Bartimaeus and we see his tremendous faith and wonder if we have that amount of faith ourselves. Living the life that God asked of us is difficult. Living as people of the kingdom who've experienced the salvation that was offered to Bartimaeus and sharing that salvation, that joy, that peace, that mercy, that forgiveness, that compassion with the world and the world we live in today can be very difficult. It can feel impossible to live that dream, to live that mission, to live that cause we've been given. Our college students know that well. Being a college student and completing college can feel like an impossible cause at times. The barrage of papers and tests and exams, let alone doing them in a Christian way, an honest way, being respectful of teachers and other students. Living relationships in the college setting can be difficult as well. It can feel impossible to build fulfilling and meaningful friendships. Not just romantic friendships, but dealing with roommate drama, dealing with our family and our parents. It can feel impossible to make sense of it all, let alone living those relationships in a Christian way, filled with compassion, forgiveness, and patience. Finding ways to use our time well can feel like an impossible cause as a college student. There's studies, there's work, there's recreation, there's apparently sleep at some point along the way, let alone the time we're challenged by Jesus to spend in prayer and serving others. It can feel impossible to get it all in. Our readings today remind us that God's grace can make the impossible possible. That the amazing grace of God can help us overcome our human weaknesses and limitations and work out God's salvation in our midst. Friday night, I spent some time with our students downtown at Tent City. They were serving a meal to the homeless who had gathered there. And one thing that amazes me every year at that event is meeting other volunteers who are volunteering who used to be homeless themselves, who attended that event in years past and actually found a way to get back on their feet. At the time, it seemed like getting back on their feet was an impossible dream. Many of them were struggling with addictions. Some were struggling with mental illness. Some were struggling with financial difficulties and even months or years of unemployment. And yet through the charity and compassion of others and God's grace at work through that, they managed to find a way to begin their lives again. Now that they're back on their feet, no longer homeless, they're out trying to give back to others. We believe in a God who can make the impossible possible. As we embrace the call that we receive like Bartimaeus to jump up, go to Jesus, receive the new vision he has for us, and to follow him on the way to salvation. Today we cry out to him and pray for greater faith. We pray for greater hope in our lives. We pray for people we know are struggling with hopeless and impossible situations. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters living in exile, trusting that God's amazing grace is at work in our world.